Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Andy. I needed to let you know that we are coming down to the wire on RebateJet.com. What's RebateJet? It's a platform I created for you guys, the small to medium-sized sellers trying to compete against those big brands with those big budgets. Go now to RebateJet.com, sign up for that free seller account before it goes away this month. Now, why do you want to be a part of RebateJet? Just a few things. You can list promo codes for free. You can offer 3 rebates free per day. You can list your products and sell them directly to our customers on our website. We even have a free liquidation marketplace for you to unload products that didn't work out. We also have something else crazy in the works. You guys are going to love it. Go now, RebateJet.com. Now onto the show. All right. Hello. Welcome, everybody. This is Andy Arnott from SellerSEO.com. And today I'm doing a seller roundtable quick tip. And today I'm going to talk about doing some private label sourcing using Alibaba and a new feature that they have. So those of you who are watching live on Facebook or the replay on our website, you'll be able to see the screen share, but I'm going to talk through it with you if you're on the podcast. So we're going to go ahead and get going here. If people watching the live broadcast could let me know if they see my screen share, I'd really appreciate it down in the comments. That would be great. All right, let me make sure that people are seeing that. Looks like there's a little bit of a delay. I think we're good to go. All right, yep, definitely see it. Okay, so as you can see here, this is the Alibaba website. We're just gonna get to it. First thing, of course, is we're gonna search for something. As you can see here, I've done ballpoint pen. Let's go ahead and search for ballpoint pen. And what that's gonna do is it's gonna give us a big list of suppliers here, pricing and things like that. Now, something they just rolled out that's brand new is this little tick option, this little filter. You can see here on the left, it says product filters once you do a search on Alibaba.com. And you'll see this little tick box here. It says ready to ship. Now, what's cool about that is you can go ahead and click tick that box. And what that does is it kind of turns Alibaba into AliExpress. What this does now is it lets you, gives you the ability to test products. Now, we've talked about the trick that I used when I first started my Amazon business in 2013, where I'd buy small batches on AliExpress, create listings on Amazon, and then test the product to make sure I didn't have to buy a bunch of huge quantities and find out the product was saturated, there wasn't enough demand, things like that. So this kind of lets you really be able to test products. So let's check out this one. This is 5 cents a piece for these pens, which is pretty darn cheap. But let's see once we get. Okay, so you can see here the minimum order is only 60 pieces, which is extremely inexpensive. I'm guessing the shipping might be a little bit more. So let's see. So $3.05. It says contact supplier for shipping. So this might not be one we want to use, because what you'll see here is when I go to some of these other listings, this one looks a little more premium. So let's go check this one out. All right, you can see here the minimum order is 500, not quite as small as we'd like, but that's still not a bad minimum order quantity. So let's go ahead and put in 500. And now you can see here that at $1.03 per piece, it's $515 in total, and we're getting free shipping by express. So that would be by air, and it's saying the shipper's method, so that means they get to pick it. What's cool here, so for $515, I would be able to test this product, 500 units of this product, on Amazon and see if it works. If it doesn't work, then I'm out, $500, and I drop the price and hopefully liquidate and at least break even. But then I get to test the demand. Let's see if we can find something with a little bit of smaller order quantities. Now, as you could guess, this probably won't work for larger products, just because the shipping might be pretty expensive. This will work really, really well for small to medium sized products. So let's go ahead and look at something else. Let's try a USB hub, something like that. Let's see if we can come up with something there. So once again, we have this ready to ship little tick box here. We just click that, and now we've got a bunch here. Let's see if we got, this one's $5-6 a piece. That seems kind of expensive. Here's one that's kind of funny. It's like a robot shape, kind of unique. So let's go through here. This one's 63 cents. That's pretty inexpensive. And let's go check this one out and see. So for 100 pieces, it's only 65 cents a piece. So let's go ahead and it looks like 100 units already plugged in, and it's $11.85. And it says 7 days after payment received. And the shipping fee is going to be, let's see here, 5 to 8 days at 38 cents a piece. So you're talking about a dollar each. So you're looking at, about $100 total for this product, a little over $100, like $103 or $4. So you'd be able to get 100 pieces of these USB hubs, and what you could do if you don't want to move as quickly and you want to be really cautious is you could go ahead and contact the supplier and say, hey, I just want one as a sample. But generally for a sample, especially sent by air, you're going to pay this $37 anyway. It's going to be right around that to get a sample. So for an extra $65, you're in essence going to get this product. Either way, if it sucks, well, you're out $100, but this is a really, really quick, easy way to be able to test and source products cheaply and easily. Let's do a couple more here real quick just for fun. Let's try, I'm looking at my desk here for ideas. If you guys have ideas, put them in the comments for something small to medium sized. Let's see here. How about a keychain? Let's see what we can come up with there. All right, 25 cents. All right, we're going to tick the box again, ready to ship. All right, here's a little doggy one. That's actually kind of cute, kind of funny. 65 cents seems kind of expensive for this, but whatever. So it looks like 100 pieces again is the minimum quantity. The shipping fee is kind of high here, $55. So you definitely want to take that shipping into consideration, but it's DHL, which means you'd get it really, really quickly. Let's try keychain bottle opener. There we go. Let's see what we can come up with there. All right, ready to ship. All right, here we go. These are like the old classic, pretty simple, key ring bottle openers. So 22 cents a piece, 200 is the minimum order. So let's go ahead and type in 200 here. Looks like blue is the only color they got currently. So for 200, we'd be paying $44 and the shipping fee would be $32.06. And our estimated ship time is 5 to 7 days. So once again, for what is this, $76, you're able to test 200 units of a product, very quickly and inexpensively. And so when we first started our business, like I said, we'd use AliExpress for this, but now AliExpress, the people selling on AliExpress are really getting away from, more than a few items so they can, send it, China, I can't remember the small quantity, the China pack, cheap, small shipping. So this new option on Alibaba is really, really cool. To be able to test suppliers, test products, things like that, and not have to put out a ton of money, up front. Andrew's asking, do you get them to send direct to Amazon or to your house, to prep it? We generally send it to our warehouse, because if we don't have a relationship yet with the supplier and we don't know the quality of the products, if we have it sent directly to Amazon, which you could do, if you could reach out after you make this order and say, hey, I want this sent directly to Amazon, how much more to label it for me? Or you can also pay Amazon to label the products when they get there, but then you're adding more and more expense. And really, I like to touch and see the product when it's a new product before it goes to Amazon. So I would highly suggest that you ship it to your warehouse or your home or, whatever you're working out of, Amazon wise. Let's do one more because this is kind of fun. I just discovered this feature a week or two ago when I was doing some sourcing and haven't played around with it a ton, but let's do some more. Mike says ePacket. That was the shipping. That's the shipping type I was looking for, guys. Thank you. ePacket. I could not think of it. Okay, let's do something maybe a little bit larger. How about a collapsible tripod? Let's see if we can find any that are ready to ship. As you can see up here, you can also put in minimum order and price and things like that to filter even further. I've found that when you do that though, like you can see here already, we don't have many options. So you can do that if it's something that might be super common, but it might be hard to find something like that. So here's a GoPro collapsible three-way. It looks like a monopod that you hold. Same thing here, but this one's really cheap. I don't know if I'd be okay with that. Here's a diffuser softbox, a work light. Here's another work light. Now we've got some weird things here. That just means that, you know, this product doesn't have a ton that are ready to ship yet. Let's check this one out just because it's so cheap. It would be an easy test. All right. So 41 cents a piece. This one's actually using ePacket. So that's pretty interesting. I see. These are just these bolts, it looks like. So these replacement bolts. So these are really small. But I mean, once again here, I mean, you could go and see if there's any demand for these. And for 50 pieces, you know, you're talking, let's see here. Let's do like 500 pieces. So you would see here $195. Even if we do 100 pieces, you're looking at $41 again. The shipping's kind of expensive. Let's see if they got any other options here. 67 cents a piece. So I guess once you get up to the larger quantities, the ePacket's not going to be available anymore. In this case, you could go super low quantity. The ePacket disappeared. Weird. Okay. Anyway, so once again, this is using this option, you can really, test a lot of products quickly and scale quickly. When we first started our business, like I said, this is how we did it. We have an employee in China now. She does a lot of this stuff for us. That process, you know, contacting her, having find suppliers, sometimes I want to move really quickly. And so once in a while, I will still use this tactic just because I have a product idea that I want to push out the door really, really quickly. Anybody have any more questions on this? Any other follow-ups? If not, I'm going to wrap it up here. That's kind of pretty much what I wanted to show you. So if you haven't seen my sourcing technique before, we did this in an earlier episode of Seller Roundtable. What we're doing is we're onboarding a lot of products very quickly using, fairly light products so we can get them air express. Generally to our own warehouse so we can, handle the product, sticker them, and then send them off to Amazon. This is a really, really good way to test product ideas really quickly and inexpensively. So you're not stuck with like 2,000 units, 3,000 units, whatever it is, because you're like, oh, this product's going to be really good. And you use like Jungle Scout or something to find it, and 1,000 other sellers did. And once you actually get it online and on board, you find out that that it's going to get saturated really quickly. The other cool thing about sourcing this way, which a lot of people don't think about or realize, is, if it is a trending type product, if you're first to market, so if you're using this technique and you get products really quickly and you get online really quickly, you can build momentum. So you build momentum in that category and with that product very quickly, even search term wise, once you get online and you see it is selling and it's picking up and up and up and up, then you can go back to Alibaba and, maybe find a different supplier, find a higher quantity, put your logo, your branding, all that good stuff on it. Generally, when we do this, we don't brand it at all. It's kind of like a generic, product because we're just testing it. We do create our own listing. We do, generally we'll put our logo on just like a sticker on the packaging. So at least there's some branding there to protect us from hijackers and things like that. Once again, like I said, this technique is really good. Let me stop my screen share here so you guys can look at my ugly mug, because I know you guys like doing that. All right, guys. So that's pretty much it. Today is just a quick one, just a quick live to show you guys that technique and how you can use it to really grow and scale your Amazon business, especially private label business. If you guys don't have any more questions, I'll wrap it up here shortly. If you guys don't know, we're going to start doing for Seller Roundtable, it's 1 p.m. Pacific time every Tuesday to join us live. We don't do it on Facebook. We really want you guys to join us on the web, in the meeting format. That way it's, it really gets you guys, to show up to live, to be able to interact, ask questions, things like that, which really makes it a much better, experience rather than us just like talking to you or just talking back and forth with a guest. It's really much more interactive. So we really like that. If you haven't subscribed yet, we're on all the podcast platforms. You can listen, on your drive home or whatever, when you're waiting in line at the bank, if anybody still goes into the bank. I know sometimes you have to. Just search Seller Roundtable. We're on iTunes, Google, all those platforms. And if you guys can rate, you know, leave a star rating and a review, we'd really, really appreciate it, because we're new. Those really help us. Just like on Amazon, people need to trust us. So, you know, all you guys, you know, really, really help us if you do that. So thank you much in advance for doing that. And yeah, this will be reposted. It'll stay on the on my Facebook Live, so you can watch a replay there. And then we'll also post it to you know, the Seller Roundtable website, and then also the different podcasting platforms. All right, guys, happy Wednesday, and we'll see you again soon. Thanks for joining me on Seller Roundtable Quick Tips. Have a great one.